The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tubridy with you at 4 minutes past nine. It is Thursday morning, the 19th of December, 2019. We are here till 10. The text number is 51551. You can email Ryan at rte.ie. Was that the filthiest day of the year yesterday? It was so manky, and I don't know if anyone, umbrellas would not survive that one yesterday. It was dirty and squally. It was a day to be in and nothing else. Today's calm. Certainly where we are, it's calm today, but the weather there says bad. Fair play to Samantha Librari, our colleague in the newsroom. We're looking at the news now. And that poor woman had sneezing and tissues, and she just kept ploughing through Morning Ireland like a warrior. And she represents everyone in the country who's feeling a little poorly, thinking about the flu jab and whether they should have got or did get it. And then you've got the Morning Ireland studio, which is just an incubator for germs. And I'm sitting here on my own. I'm lucky because I don't have people coming in apart from me in a few minutes' time. I'll tell you about that in a second. So well done to her. Brilliant. Just muddling through, not calling in and saying, I've got half a cold, I can't come in. Just getting into it. Good on you. Happy Christmas to all our friends there too. John Connolly, one of my favourite writers, you'll know, he's coming in to talk. What we wanted to do was just shoot the breeze. What books did we enjoy this year? My books, my favourite books of the year, John's favourite books of the year. This is the thing. If you don't know what to buy for that brother, sister, mother, cousin, niece, nephew, what it might be, we're going to try and help you along. Not really for kids' books, to be honest with you. It's going to be just for books that we liked. So John's come up with the list. I've come up with the list. This is a pen and paper job, because when you go into your local bookshop, which we hope you do, and you pick up the book, or you go, I don't know. And I always find it, the independent bookshops, and particularly, or the good ones, Dubray, I would mention, because the staff are so helpful. I could think of one or two others. I was in one the other day. God, they were, couldn't have been less unhelpful, but that's for another day's work. And I was only, it was only because I was stuck, because they don't have a great track record with manners. But anyway, that's another day's work. As I say, the good ones, go to them and get yourself sorted out with the books that you need. And if you have a list, and go in and say, right, I heard your man talking about this one, that one, and the other one. We'll have that list for you this morning. So get busy with the pen and paper situation, and we'll help you out. We'll also probably put a list up on Facebook, which might help you then go back to it if you can't take note of the books recommended today. Because you've only got a few more days to get stuck into the bookshops and get them sorted out. Or you might just want to record a steer for yourself. So saying, what do you get for your Christmas? Just get me a book. Great. Which one? I heard about this one. Sound great. So we'll do that this morning with John Connolly, who's standing by to come in and see us. I want to say good morning to the staff, the doctors, but particularly the nurses in the Crumlin Children's Hospital. I went up yesterday for an hour. I stayed for three because it's a place that is impossible to leave. And I drove away in the pourings of rain, and it was dark, and it was about 2 o'clock, and it was traffic was head to toe in tailbacks, as the song says. And I thought, am I lucky to be in a traffic jam in the lashings of rain, because I'm not back where I've just come from. I just never saw anything like it. The humanity and the sadness and the beauty and the loveliness and the kindness and the innocence and the loss and the difficulties of it all. It was heartbreaking, but it made me stop and just pause and think, crikey, this is it. This is how fortunate we are, those of us who are. And it just, it's important sometimes to just realise, good God, we have a lot of good things in the world and for good fortune. But anyway, I was also struck by the positivity of the parents in every single room I went into, absolutely positively saying, even though they have to sleep on these makeshift couches or in the Ronald McDonald House, doing shifts, trying to keep the show on the road, getting takeaways sent in, looking at their children and in with tubes coming out of their mouths and wondering, can we go home for Christmas? Will we make it to Christmas? And I actually got to meet, do you remember Sophie on the toy show? Do you remember the little girl whose brother Cian was in Crumlin? And I was very keen to meet Cian, and I got to see him and his dad, Charlie. And they were so full of chat and fun about Sophie's appearance on The Toy Show and how it reminded people that the brothers and sisters of patients need to be minded as much as anyone else. And it was absolutely gorgeous to meet Cian and Charlie and, as I say, all the staff. They just keep the chin up. I know that sounds kind of patronising. It really isn't meant to, but and I know there are hospitals all around the country. This was just one that I had the time to go and visit. But like I say, it was a humbling experience. So my appreciation and admiration to everyone who works there and the parents and, of course, the children themselves. Now, what have we got for you this morning? We have, like I say, that books, we're going to be talking about those books in a few minutes' time. But you know what's coming out of all the papers and online today is, you remember we talked about the trailer for the movie Cats and how freaked out we were by seeing Judi Dench and Ian McKellen and James Corden and Idris Elba and Taylor Swift and this unending cavalcade of stars kind of superimposed as cats. It's the weirdest thing. It's worth a look at, but it's creepy and it's disturbing, and I don't know why, but I didn't feel good after it. And you know, it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like eating Big Mac meal. You know, you've thought it was a good idea at the time, and then afterwards you think, oh no, I shouldn't have done that. Cats, the trailer, is a bit like that, and then the film has been reviewed. And the papers and online are universal in their scorn for Cats. They hate it. It's a word I wouldn't use very often. I don't like the word, but they do. They despise Cats. In the Daily Telegraph, Tim Robbie, who's a great reviewer, he gives it no stars out of five. I've never seen it. The five stars are there, but they're all faded. I thought the sun had hit the page. I said, it's faded. I said, no. Is it this star-studded moggy has dragged in a mess? And then you go to Alan Corr, our own colleague from RTE.ie Entertainment, and he gives it a half a star. Half a star. He said, this is so bad, this film, it may not even make the grade as a future camp classic. That's how bad this is. It may not even make the grade as a future camp classic. First off, he says, full disclosure, I'm not a cat person. Second off, after watching this frankly mortifying film adaptation of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, I'm not altogether sure I'm a movie person anymore either. This man is traumatised by having to sit through this feline fiasco. How did he manage it? He said, when the Cats trailer debuted last July, ashen-faced viewers were left traumatised at the very first glimpse of what the likes of Taylor Swift, Idris Elba and many, many other famous people, some of whom should know better, looked like, dressed up and CGI'd up as cat-human hybrids. He says, it is impressively mounted and features some inventive choreography, but I was almost lost in admiration at how awful this movie really is. It is pure cat. I mean, that's... And even to go on others, another review says, in my final moments, with death's icy grip slowly enveloping me, all I will see in the darkening abyss is the image of James Corden coughing up a furball into Ray Winston's face. Cats is that kind of movie, a circus of the grotesque and unholy. It is unlike anything you will have seen, and genuinely the bravest, strangest studio film in years. On what other occasion would you find yourself sincerely attempting to figure out whether Judi Dench has incredibly hairy shoulders or she's wearing a big fur coat? They then go on to rate each actor by embarrassment factor. Judi Dench, embarrassment factor 2 out of 10. Idris Elba, embarrassment factor 2 out of 10. Jason Derulo, 3 out of 10. Ian McKellen, 3. Who else? Taylor Swift, 6 out of 10. James Corden gets a 9 out of 10 embarrassment factor. He lingers, he ingests whole prawns in single gulps and sports a fake belly like Austin Powers' character. He goes on to say about it. Rebel Wilson, 9 out of 10 embarrassment. Ray Winston, 9 out of 10. But Jennifer Hudson gets the full 10. 10 out of 10. In fact, Taylor Swift joined her Cats co-stars Jennifer Hudson and Jason Derulo and James Corden and others to perform a special rendition of the Cats classic Memory on Jimmy Fallon's show last night. I don't, do we want to hear this? I don't think we need that now. We'll keep it Christmassy. But I don't think they liked that film. I think that's what they're saying. Having said that, had the pleasure, quote unquote, of getting a text. This is a text in, of getting a ticket to the screening of Cats here on Tuesday. Oh, there was a showing here in Ireland. Right. Felt like I'd been abducted by aliens for a couple of hours. Appalling. hard to describe how bad it is. So you didn't like it then? I mean, they just, I was so looking forward to Cats. I'm so disappointed to hear the reviews. Such great actors. Well, look, here's what I'll say in defense of the movie, but without having seen it and without wanting to go and see it. Very often the critics are wrong, but I've never seen such a universal pile-on as this. So, you know, and then there'll be people who will go and see it and will like it because they want to be contrarian. They'll pretend they like it. We'll see. Cat's musical review would be Catmalogian altogether. Yeah, it would be. Patrick is thinking the same word myself, only coming into work this morning. I mean, there's much better music out there. For example, somebody sent me yesterday this school rendition. You know when you go to, I was at a dinner once, posh dinner, and I don't do posh dinners. They drive me mad. I can never eat anything. It's always over the top. But anyway, the company was good. And among the people at the dinner was Mr. Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains. A nicer gentleman you couldn't meet. And inside his inside pocket, he was asked by a very esteemed host of this gathering, so would you, Paddy, would you have a song for us or something for us? And in his inside jacket pocket, he produced a tin whistle. And I said, why does he just carry that around? And he took the tin whistle out and he played and went, God, I've got to go to school. Time memories of the tin whistle being a weapon of mad musical destruction. But he made it sing like something beautiful. And actually it was gorgeous and Irish. And I felt proud to be in the company of one of these great people playing his tin whistle. And then you go to a school production and you hear the tin whistle. For example, I was sent this Ave Maria by Tin Whistle. Not many can do it. Camera's ready, kids ready to perform. Out come the tin whistle. Is it better than Cats? I mean, come on. Stop. Sorry. But like, by the way, for those of you who've never been to a primary school production, welcome to our world. I mean, that's essentially what you're dealing with at a regular. I mean, if you find things like that, then we have to kind of dig it up this morning to play it for you. You never know what you might find. I mean, you know what a rubber chicken looks like, don't you? And you know when you squeeze the rubber chicken and it makes that peculiar noise? There are people out there who do things like this. I can't. Okay, one more. Okay, that's it. Oh, lads, we're just delirious, you know. I mean, we've got today, tomorrow, and then we are live from the airport arrivals department for more tears and drool and snot and just high drama. If you want to live longer, there's a report saying that you go to the theatre or museum once a month. I told you I went to the gate to see Christmas Carol. I was just bowled over by the beauty of it and the music and the acting and the lessons. And I can see why. But apparently, going to the theatre once every month may slash your risk of a premature death. Visiting museums, theatres, art galleries more frequently cut the risk by 31%. I don't believe a word of anything I've just said, but if it encourages you to go to the theatre or indeed to to a museum or anything like that, that would be the way forward. Oh, that made me snort laughing in the traffic. Oh, good. That was the point of it. And Damien is as well. He just made 30 cars crash all over Ireland with a tin whistle. It's terrible. In the name of God, please stop with the tin. No, Miriam, I won't. I've got more for you. I mean, you don't forget, when we go, we talk about movies. And this is an old one, but I like this one of my favourite. This gives me a laugh too because it's Christmas and we need to brighten the mood a little. 20th Century Fox, movie time. We've given the tin whistle some love today. The flute. Who doesn't love the flute? Yep. And I see Paul Whittington. I see Paul Whittington in the Irish Independent gives the new Star Wars film, Rise of Skywalker. It says, has some fine moments, but falls a little flat. That gets 3 stars. There you are. I'm still going with Knives Out and The Two Popes as two of the finest films I've seen this year. Absolutely loved them, which is great. By the way, we now have the time of the day and the evening at Christmas where it is going to be the most argumentative point. And share this with your family on Christmas Day. This is the time, the very hour at which everyone has just got to the end of their tether. The point at which everything, food's too cold, food's too hot, fire's on, fire's off, television should be on, television should be off, there's a row about phones, who's on them, the tablets, everything is wrong at this point. 6:30 p.m. At 6:30 p.m., look around you and see how it's all going. But preempt it by being a United Nations blue helmet and saying at 6:29 or 6:28, say, quick, I'm going to stop this, get the Trivial Pursuit out and start asking questions. 6:30. What Alexa has done, and I say Alexa because, you know, it drives those machines mad all around the country when I say, Alexa, play Bobby Darin. And now we've gone as he plays Up a Lazy River. But back to Alexa, has programmed the gadget to jump in at 6:30 on Christmas evening with questions that will spark less heated conversation. So Alexa is playing the UN part, like things like saying, what would your superpower be and why? And then at 6:30 it'll say, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Which is actually quite a good question. Now I feel less heated. I watched Die Hard last Sunday for the first time since it came out. And it is an atrocious film and I absolutely loved it. I was tired, tiny bit emotional from the weekend's activities and excesses. And it was the perfect film that you can kind of doze off, come back. Is he still there yet? Yeah, and back and off. And it's great. Alan Rickman, an alumnus of the Late Late a few times, is there as Hans Gruber. And of course, Bruce Willis has hair and that horrible T-shirt and barefoot running around a building trying to save a wife he may or may not love. Great old film. Die Hard, well worth looking at. Happy Christmas to you and the team, says a text. Regarding Cats, most critics savaged The Greatest Showman 2. And while I'm not a big Andrew Lloyd Webber fan, many do exist. Oh, no one said anything bad about Andrew Lloyd Webber, to be honest with you, so we don't need to defend him. It was simply saying the film is Cat, so that's the crack there. Nora says, the dog is going bananas, first howling at the tin whistle, then running around looking for a squeaky toy. Yep. Siobhan says, you will die roaring in tin whistle hell after that torture, you pup. Even if I did scream laughing, not quite the ringtone I'd use. Right, off to my next call, if I don't lose control from laughing. I'm glad. And our show says, Denise, it's a traffic hazard this morning. Nearly crashed the car laughing so much at Ave Maria. Well, that was the idea. Just a little bit of crazy, as we all become very crazy. I mean, the noise, the music in the head as you run around the shops is either from Home Alone or The Nutcracker, because either one sounds about right. This should be, if we all opened our heads running around with bags and rain and umbrellas, this music should be in our heads. Gotta go to the shop, 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 go! Umbrella's broken, coffee's broken, everything's broken, nothing's working. Buy, 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 sell, 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 sell. Nutcracker. And then Home Alone, John Williams obviously did his homework looking over at Tchaikovsky's shoulder. Huh? And John, should we say, heavily influenced by... Bing! Right, 51551 is the text number. Strangely, Robbie Williams has produced a new Christmas song that I think is rather good and may well stand the test of time. That's pretty, I really like that. That's Robbie Williams, brand new song. Well, obviously with a little help from an old classic. And that's called Rudolph. Well done to him. Finest sibling moments as a text was watching my sister freeze on stage for an excruciating 25 seconds during her fourth class tin whistle recital many moons ago. The entire congregation in Rolestown Parish Hall held its collective breath. And it is still brought up on family occasions just to watch the fury on her face. That's nice, Shona. Probably about 6:30 maybe, Christmas Day, watching The Fury. Well, you're having a great laugh at all the messing this morning. That rubber chicken, Bohemian Rhapsody, made us laugh so very much in the car on our way into Wexford Town from Kirklow this morning. Still laughing, actually. Happy Christmas to you and yours, August. Nullig Shona Div Galaire from Mick and Stephanie and family. Good morning, Mick and Stephanie. And all the Griswolds travelling around the country in their cars trying to get stuff done. And Mary says, it's easy to know you're on, your holidays are coming, you're giddy this morning. I sure am. I can't wait for a few days of doing nothing. I nearly jumped out of my skin when the tin whistle started and I thought it was going to be good. Did you? This close to Christmas, you thought I was going to play something good? No. Laura is in Wexford and says, I'm out running, but I'm laughing as I got not a present bought for anyone. But it'll all be okay on the 25th. I love Christmas, but refuse to allow it to be a 6-week lead-in. Merry Christmas, Laura. Absolutely. Well, because of the toy show, I tend to have two Christmases. That toy show is definitely my first Christmas day. And then the Christmas day itself is a different story altogether, which I also thoroughly enjoy. Although somebody was saying recently they prefer the toy show as a Christmas day because no one has to cook a dinner. No one has to give presents. No one has to go mad. All you have to do is sit down on a couch and have loads of fun with people you love eating junk. That's not kind of my idea of a good Christmas day. Saw cats in New York, says Miriam in Cork, which all kind of rhymes neatly. And when I was a student and waiting in the queue to purchase a ticket at the ticket office, a group was also going, had a spare ticket and invited me to join them. And I loved it. That's very New York. And that's a lovely memory for you. New York Minute. Very, very nice. Let's talk to John Connolly about the great books of 2019. We'll do that after this.